Thank you once again. Welcome for the third chapter now, AI, Artificial Intelligence in Financial Sector Broad Concepts. What we did, I just like to summarize before I proceed. In chapter one, we discussed about artificial intelligence overview. In the chapter two, we discussed, understood about BFSI, Banking, Financial Service and Insurance Sector overview. Now what we have to do is we will integrate artificial intelligence into BFSI sector. So this chapter is about artificial intelligence in financial sector. Some of the broad concepts I am going to elaborate and little bit more whatever we have done in the first chapter about artificial intelligence. We will try to understand the utility of artificial intelligence into now this sector, how it is and how it is going to be more effective and more efficient for this sector. So let's begin and get into now more specifics. So AI in financial sector, broad concept, chapter number three. So suitability of financial sector for artificial adoption. This is one of the very, very important sector, as I just now briefed. Whether AI adoption for this sector is important or not. So you will find AI, artificial intelligence, is ideally suited for the developing application for use in along with entire value chain in the sector for the following reasons. Number one, the capacity of the sector to generate information. This sector is all about people, all about various transactions, all about various products, all about new things. So we can generate lot of information people are looking at. So this sector need a support, and AI can do that needful. High value of transactions, high volume of transactions is there in this sector. So many transactions we do, so many people are there. With financial inclusion, people are now into this, with digital upliftment, everybody is on mobiles and they want to do every transaction digitally. So there are a lot of volumes. Quantitative characteristics of this activity is very, very high. And what people want? They want and speed. So expected speed of transaction and service delivery. People want quick, within seconds. Nobody wants to wait. Time is a constraint with all of us. So AI can help to give a better service in terms of speed. Highly involved and personalized customer service support. It's nothing to do a general kind of a thing. Every person need and requirement is different. So AI can do is they can give a very, very personalized customer service. It's like more personal contact, personal touch with the person rather than a generalized kind of and services. And what else they can do, AI can do in this sector is accuracy of transaction and their transparency. They want everything to be very, very perfect, very accurate, every transaction time bound, and also it should be transparent. So ideally you will find even what basically this sector will look at, and AI, as AI we discussed in chapter one, is in the process of evolving, of learning. So more will be in the coming days and the coming years. So the growing importance of AI in financial sector is attributable to AI tools can be used to optimize every part of the value chain, everything from the customer requirement to the customer service, everything, all client transactions, what client look forward, why customer look forward. Like first thing is they want some query, some information, so interaction. Market analysis, they want some analysis, something which they inquired upon, they want output, they have not understood. So AI can provide that kind of an analysis. Processing, risk control. Why somebody, who is he? Is he fraud or some genuine aspect of it? That can be taken care. by fraud management, and AI can help that. Like, I'll discuss with you about credit rating, we'll discuss about underwriting. Typically, when it comes to insurance policies, who is buying the insurance policy, what kind of a data they have given, is this data right or wrong? All these things can be done by AI in a much, much more effective manner without any human interference. Monitoring, they can monitor all the inputs, the data, who is getting into what kind of a transactions are there. So much of information is being processed by the banking industry on a day-to-day. I'll not say banking, about the financial sector on a day-to-day basis, moment to moment. Just now also, billions of volumes of transactions are being done. So AI can help. AI adoption in finance in areas such as asset management, we discuss about mutual fund, algorithmic trading with the culture of equity getting into. People are more now trading the volume of future and option. The trading part of equity market is manifold as compared to the past. And you will be surprised to know that Indians trading behavior or trading transactions are much, much more as compared to the entire globe, in spite of we being the fourth or fifth largest economy. Blockchain-based financial services is enabled by the abundance of available data and by increased and more affordable computing capacity. So adoption in finance of AI is certainly is there. Then expected competitive advantage. The AI and ML, the machine learning, can provide to financial services firm. Because today, this sector is highly competitive, highly, highly competitive. So what basically financial sector is looking at is what kind of advantage, what kind of a better service, how they will be able to take care of their customer, how can make them a very, very loyal customer. So AI and ML can provide the all services which this sector is looking at. So these are some of the attributes. Now, typically, artificial intelligence adoption use cases, retail and corporate banking, what they look forward, for tailored products, customized products, which AI can give. Chat boxes for, like we just now discussed about chatbots, a kind of a interaction AI or machine is doing with the customer, what they are looking at it, what kind of, so much of data they are not aware of, how, what to look at what place. So it will be more customized approach, more customized information to all respective customers. Credit underwriting, more to do when it comes to loans, when it comes to insurance. Because what we are doing is basically underwriting whether this person or this consumer is genuine or not, like giving a loan, so that loan is given to the right person, the possibility of default lessen. That's what basically this sector, our loan companies, credit companies look forward. When it comes to insurance, they look forward that they should not make an adverse wrong selection. If done, then other policyholders will be like affected by that. So credit underwriting, scoring it more to do with when it comes to credit score, how they will be able to analyze the data and then offer the right solution, or whether it's a genuine or not. Credit loss forecasting, what growth is good, like terms of in personal finance, a lot of people are taking loan, whether they will be able to repay back, how many of them may default. This all data point with all variables can be interpreted by artificial intelligence machine in a much, much more better. And of course, they can monitor, they can detect, and they can provide solution, they can give an input, insight to the organization, to the financial sector, so that they are better equipped. They are better equipped to anything if anything goes wrong. And of course, then by doing all this, you are providing customer a better service. asset management, they look at ROPO device, management of portfolio strategies. So many customers, their needs are different. Their capital, investing capital is different. Their risk profile is different. So AI machines can help these customers in terms of how they can optimize what kind of a portfolio they should invest in. Not generally that everybody is doing, they should do also, because this is something very, very important when it comes to investment, that it should be as per your financial need, as per your financial goal, as per your risk appetite, not just looking at the market. So AI and ML, the machines, can help us, all of us, and giving us a right, fruitful advice depending on our needs. Risk management, I already have covered. Trading, done it. Basically, give us patterns that how you will be more effective when it comes to trading. You are at the right time, you are able to enter and exit without any human emotions. So they develop those patterns depending upon taking all the history of the past. Insurance, robo advice, client management, insurance risk management, like underwriting, it's very, very important. So these are, I think, we have discussed. I hope now you people understand or understood AI use cases in BFSI sector. Benefits and pitfalls of AI in financial sector. What are the benefits? The COVID-19 pandemic, while caused unprecedented economic upheaval, but it also accelerated application of technology, especially artificial intelligence. That was a turnaround, I think, a year or a phase. It was very bad when it comes to health crisis, but it gave a good opportunity to the financial sector that they came up very, very strongly with a lot of innovation, because we were all sitting at our homes and we could assess every information or everything we want to do, like take example of banking transactions sitting at our digitally. So I think that was the benefit which that real pandemic or crisis has given to this sector and to all of us. So artificial intelligence is useful in financial risk management, because finance involves money, finance involves a lot of risk. So what we have to do is our risk management should be pakka, perfect, and AI can help to give us all data points so that we are able to manage. There will be no risk at any time. There will be always a risk, but how you are able to manage those risks, how effective you are, AI can certainly give us help in that dimension. So AI and ML techniques can help gauge the customer risk, even help them through planned debt relief, how they will be able to benefit or take care of it. So artificial intelligence can be used for addressing the changing liquidity and regulatory capital needs of financial use caused by COVID-19. So they can give me all the data points when it comes to, let us take liquidity, regulatory needs, that where they are lacking, because a lot of this will be little more detailed. Every institution need a capital, but they have to keep on some capital as per the RBI norms. So AI can help that, yes, these are the areas of concern which this sector must look into. And it has become much more dominant post-COVID, because liquidity was a real concern. Money management, money flow was a real concern, because people were not having that access to money at that time. So it's very important AI can help us. So AI is also a valuable tool for dealing with the reported rise of incidents of fraud. So with something good, something beneficial, comes the issue of frauds, or I'll say defaults. People took advantage of many aspects of digital payments or digital transaction which need to be taken care. So AI and machines can help us to overcome that, and this has been documented and it has increased, but somehow now I think with the better understanding it is being managed. But still with more people getting into digital transactions, it needs much, much more effective way of managing and handling about frauds. So COVID-19 pandemic, while caused unprecedented economically, it also accelerated application of technology. So AI is useful in financial risk management. AI is useful for addressing the changing liquidity we have discussed. So just a brief of the past. AI is also a valuable tool for dealing with reported rise of incidents of fraud. So we should deploy, and already we are deploying. So deployment of artificial intelligence in finance is expected to increase. It's going to increase, drive more competition advantage. People will always want something new. Organization want to be more competitive. They want to lead, want to have a major share of this sector. They want more revenue, more profitability. So the two main avenues where they're looking at is by improving the firm efficiency through cost reduction and productivity and profitability. So if you reduce your cost, you are able to better manage the show, you are more effective, you are more efficient, the customer is satisfied, you are able to make decision properly, you can automate some of the execution without human interference, gain from the improvement in risk management and regulatory complex, back office and other process. So what you can do is you can increase the profitability, productivity. So deployment of AI is going to help or increase the quality or the quantity of financial services and product offered to consumers. Like new product offering can be given to which set of customers. So AI can help to segment, to categorize, or what people are looking at it. If we are able to design whom to offer, how we will be more successful, this all can be done by AI. You can highly customize products and service, that this product or this service is more to be used for which section or which category, which age group, which gender. How? Because the past data which AI has interpreted can give a good direction, and the more better we are in terms of our direction, the better we will be in terms of increasing our reach, increasing our revenues and profitability. Such competitive advantage can in turn benefit financial consumers, certainly. We all will be benefited either through increased quality of the product, more good innovative products which you look forward, variety of options and personalized, more customization, and of course, ultimately reducing the cost and increasing the profits. So AI can really add into this aspect of financial sector. Now let us get into, apart from the benefits, let us little bit get into the misuse of AI can lead to what? It can lead to discrimination, because AI will not be able to discriminate. They will be able to give you the data, and whatever we have designed, it will be like acted upon on that pattern. So discrimination is one area of concern. Infringement on privacy, facial recognition, for example, is very, very controversial. Privacy will be like a lot of time people earlier they talked about when it was Aadhaar, that data leakage is an issue which has now been reduced, has been overcome. Produce disastrous outcomes, deep fakes, for instances. With artificial intelligence, you will find lot of talk nowadays about how fraud these videos and the communication or information we are passing on the social media. So need a regulatory watchdog to take care of this, negative part of AI. The fear that one machine replacing humans, talking about employment, talking already jobs and employment is the talk across the world. Will AI further enhance this area is again a kind of a concern with AI. These risks have created a public opinion that views AI negatively or suspiciously at the very least. So these are real concern with everything good, something bad, or some, not I'll say bad, but something area of to look into, a concern which must be also looked into, so that what we offer is much, much more better as compared to the past. But we have to take people along with. So AI application in finance may create or intensify financial and non-financial risks and give rise to potential financial consumer and investor protection considerations. The use of AI amplifies risk that could affect a financial institution's safety and soundness. These are some of the areas of real, real concern when it comes to risk management. The lack of explainability of AI model process create potential for pro-cyclicity and system risk in the markets. Difficulty in understanding how the model generate results. They have come up with the outcome difficult to understand, could create possible incompatibilities with existing financial supervision and internal governance framework, while it may even challenge the technology neutral approach to policy making. So these are some of the areas of real concern. AI may present risk of consumer protection, privacy, such as risk of biased, unfair, or discriminatory consumer results, because AI will not discriminate. AI will give me the output depending upon the kind of a learning they have done, the kind of the pattern or data management a user concerns. While many of the potential risks associated with AI in finance are not unique to AI, the use of artificial intelligence could amplify such vulnerabilities, given the extent of complexity of the technique employed and the dynamic adaptability of artificial intelligence-based models and their level of autonomy for the most advanced AI applications.